Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The dictionary defines extra as extravagant, excessive. Yeah, sounds about right. This is the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
We ought to add the word big to that.
Big.
The big dictionary.
Oh, okay.
My goodness.
The big dictionary.
Coming out hot.
Describes extra as blah, 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 blah.
I don't know what I expected, but
it was not that.
It was not that.
Oh, man, yeah. Y'all need to get your damn minds out of the gutters, which y'all need to do. That's it.
That dictionary gets bigger every day.
Mm-mm.
Do you have a dictionary, TJ?
Not. I have dictionary.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm not running around with a big old paper book.
Yeah.
Big old book.
An old, dirty book.
With the letters down the side, so you can
put your thumb in it and everything.
Mm-hmm. But I hate when I have to go into my contacts on my iPhone and try to hit one of the letters on the side, because it's almost impossible to hit the right letter without hitting another one or something.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Did you know that you can kind of scroll by putting your finger on it and going up and down?
Make it bigger.
No, if you start on A and just pull your thumb down to whatever letter, then it'll go to that letter rather than you having to click it.
Huh. I did not know that. Okay.
Well, now you know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do it.
Do it.
There is an epidemic on the rise, and the researchers are saying that something needs to be done about it quickly before it gets out of hand and affects everyone's life. We'll tell you what it is coming up next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.
Don't be surprised to see my wife, Jody, walking around in her stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. From Protege Footwear. You can have some, too, and save 30% at acetj.com/shoes. Promo code ACETJ. That's acetj.com/shoes, code ACETJ.
Breaking and entering Christmas with our charity Peyton's Promise is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, furniture, decor, and more. Located at Langtree, lilyandgrace.com.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
There is an alarming epidemic. That's what researchers are calling it, an alarming epidemic of STIs.
Mm.
Now, I got to constantly remind myself not to say STDs, because that's not what they call it now. They call them sexually transmitted infections.
Mm.
I don't know why they had to change it. And then they go, well, it is actually an infection. Who cares? Why you got to change up everything? STDs, and then also messed up a long time joke I had that never gets old, where I'd say send them an STD bouquet instead of an FDS. Is that what it is? The flower company. Anyway, seniors are the ones that are causing this.
Come on.
Sex-crazed seniors are responsible for an alarming STI epidemic. And I read that this morning. I'm like, damn, old horny, old horny ass old people in nursing homes giving each other the claps. Which is also an old term that you never hear anymore.
No.
Giving them the claps. Well, I start reading the story, and I come across, let's see, what is the, okay, here it is. Rates of syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia in sexually active people over the age of 55, more than, who just turned 55 last week?
That would be your boy.
Actually, this week I just turned 55.
On Monday.
So we're not talking about old folks, old hornies in nursing homes.
Old hornies?
Yeah. Because you always hear that about nursing homes, that that the old people in there, you know, all about each other. And
freaking.
Yeah.
And in certain retirement community, you know, that's pretty common.
But I'm old enough now to live in a retirement community, aren't I? It's 55 and up, right?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, but you would be us. You'd stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
They don't call you senior citizen at that age, right?
I don't know.
65,
do they?
Is it?
Do they? It used to be 65. I don't know what it is. I think if I go to a restaurant, I could get a senior's discount.
Really?
I think.
That's devastating.
I don't care.
You don't care? Good for you.
I don't care.
AARP starts it at 50.
Okay, well, side note, AARP is a shit organization. A liberal... dipshit organization.
So they don't count.
No. Wouldn't do a damn thing with AARP.
But he will go to Shoney's if they got a discount.
Hell yeah.
Some places are saying 50 is when it starts now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, that's because they want, like, doesn't AARP have services that you can subscribe to, or insurance?
They're and selling things like stuff. That.
Yeah. AARP. AA shitheads. That's what they are. Liberals.
Liberal. Get out of here. So did that freak you out when you saw this story that, like, oh my God, this is me. This is my friends and peers.
No.
You don't care.
I'm not sexually active in my community.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But, you know, they're referencing old people.
That really doesn't bother me, because I mean, I know I'm considered old. You know? I don't think I act like I'm old, but I also don't act like I'm trying to act younger than I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's worse.
Yeah.
If you got an old guy that's running around trying to act like he's still 30.
Yeah, certainly.
You know, wearing necklaces and things. Wearing dungarees.
If I saw you walking down the street, I wouldn't be like, oh, there's an old guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
I wouldn't either.
But they're saying that, I mean, there are so many new cases of these diseases popping up. But they're all things that you can get rid of. And old people, like really old people, never had to deal with, well, you don't get rid of syphilis, never mind, but they don't have to deal with the AIDS and the herpes back when they were young, you know.
Yeah, that was an 80s thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But then again, they're talking about how they don't, you know, this generation has not been as educated on safe sex and all that stuff.
Yeah,
if you're 55, you have been.
Yeah, I think so.
I know that because I'm 55.
Right.
So if you're up in your 70s or something, maybe you don't know, because the way I look at it is they're probably figuring that, hey, I don't have to worry about getting anybody pregnant. So, hey, it's the wild, wild west out here. Pew, pew. I ain't been with a woman who didn't have a knot in her tubes in years.
Oh, God.
That sounded so graphic.
I don't like the way that phrase came out.
No.
A knot in her tube.
Yeah. Well, that's what they call it. They tied their tubes.
I guess.
I wonder what kind of knot they use, though, if they're going to tie some tubes.
Fisherman's knot.
And isn't that kind of, I don't want to know this, because I didn't want to know any of the details at the time, but isn't that how vasectomies work too? They tie something in a knot.
I thought it was just like cut off, like salted or something.
No, because I mean, they don't even put you to sleep for it completely.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
They should just bring them like, hey, we brought in Boy Scout Troop 401 today. They're learning knots. He's learning his ridge rope and knotting a merit badge.
I'd be like, I don't want that. You bring me a pro bass fisherman.
Yeah, right.
I trust their knots more than anybody's.
Lean back, keep your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to knock you up.
So, let's see. They have a list of the states that are leading. You know, like they call it the horniest states for old people.
Okay.
Let's see. Sex crazed seniors in South Dakota are leading the risk prone pack with the highest rate of syphilis cases. 6.1 per 100,000 people.
Yeah. South Dakota always ends up on a lot of these lists because it's like the population there, like they got more alcoholics, they got more gamblers.
There's nothing else to do. Casinos, don't they, on Indian reservations and stuff in South Dakota? I think they do. Washington, D.C. led the way in gonorrhea diagnoses, roughly 29 cases per 100,000. Alaska recorded the highest rate of chlamydia in seniors at 18 cases per 100,000. And that chlamydia is what the old school people called the clap, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't that what chlamydia is?
I think so. It's Alaska, and you're a senior citizen. That can't be that much fun. I mean, you know, so maybe you just got to hook up with a bunch of people.
Or maybe there are just a couple of people your age to hook up with, and they're hooking up with everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there are just two senior citizen guys, and all the Randy senior citizen ladies just have those two guys to pass back and forth.
I guess.
Yeah.
Any port in the storm.
It says that STIs pose health risks to people of all ages. However, older adults have a harder time clearing infections and can even be more susceptible to contracting them.
Hmm. That doesn't sound good.
Ooh. So, I don't know. Even though I'm in this age window here, I just kind of get grossed out when I think about like old people doing it.
Yeah. It's gross.
And I know it's not for them, but you know, anytime we're just strictly talking about the whole story is about old people getting it on.
Yes.
I'm like, And when people tell these stories and they're laughing about old people in nursing homes hooking up with each other and stuff, I don't want to hear about that.
Nah.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to picture it.
No, because I can't help but picture it.
Yeah, sure. And you always wonder why it's like one of the hottest categories on all like adult websites. It's like, of all the things you could be into, you're into old women. Well, I'm just saying, I know it's a standard. I know it's a standard category.
What is it called? Like grandmas or?
Yeah, you know, like grannies or, grandma. It's like, of all the beautiful women in the world, I mean, why is it that you're so into? What is it about that?
And you can be a beautiful old woman.
Certainly.
But there's a difference in a beautiful woman that's sexy.
Yeah.
And a beautiful old woman who's just beautiful.
Sure.
You know.
And a beautiful old woman doing porn. I mean, there's nothing. I don't know. I just don't get it.
Can you imagine if your parents said, hey, we need you to come home this weekend. Family's getting together Saturday and we need you to be here. And you walk in to your parents' house and your brothers and their wives and all that are in there. And your uncles and your aunts sitting there, and they say, okay, we wanted to get together to tell you kids that we found out that grandma's been doing porn. Mm-hmm. We wanted you to hear it from us.
What?
Can you imagine?
No. No.
And Do you think that the grannies or grandmas, whatever they call it on the internet, you think that they didn't, they waited until they got old to start doing porn, or they've been doing it since they were young?
I always picture it as like their second act. They're like, you know what? I've done the 9-to-5 office job. I'm looking for a change and I'm getting into porn.
Yeah, but most of them don't last very long in that industry. So like if you did it when you were younger, you're probably not doing it as a grandmother, I would think. There's a half-life of that.
Because you'd be dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when Jenna Jameson retired from porn on stage at the Adult Video Awards, and they booed her. She thought she was about to give shoes up. Just want everybody to know. I will no longer, you know, thinking she was going to be like, you know, revered as sort of like, oh my gosh, this is so moving. Lifetime Achievement Award. That's what she was up there to receive. Lifetime Achievement. She goes, I will never. I think she said, spread my legs for the. She was shocked.
You know why? Because she's telling them, I'm better than you now.
Kind of.
You're still stuck down here in this cesspool, and I'm getting out.
Yeah. I think it was the language. I'm never going to, you know. It was funny. Boo! Boo! She's like, all right. Well, thanks.
I'll be moving along now.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, the Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Breaking and entering Christmas with our charity, Peyton's Promise, is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, furniture, decor, and more. Located at Langtree, lilyandgrace.com.
Don't be surprised to see my wife, Jody, walking around in her stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. From Protege Footwear. You can have some, too, and save 30% at acetj.com/shoes. Promo code ACETJ. That's acetj.com/shoes, code ACETJ.
Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.